The first part of Wednesday's meeting was focused on the geochemical data included in the environmental baseline studies. Up first was one of the consultants hired by the Pebble Limited Partnership. Claire Linklater is an expert on mine waste, and she's been working on the project for the last 6 years. She works for SRK Consulting. Much of her presentation was focused on what is called acid mine drainage. The potential for such drainage is one of the factors that opponents of the mine cite for not allowing a huge open-pit mine to be established in the sensitive environment north of Lake Iliamna. Linklater says there are ways to deal with acid mine drainage.
Engineered technologies can be used to limit metal leaching and acid rock drainage, and these are the kinds of things that will get developed and explored as the mine plan develops.
One of the substances that governs if and how much acid mine drainage might be produced is the sulfur content of the rocks. Linklater says there are parts of the pebble deposit with high sulfur contents, and sulfur is also present in the rock material that's on top of the deposit.
So even in the overlying tertiary rock, there is some degree of sulfur mineralization. And what we will do as time goes on is try and get a picture for exactly what controls the distribution of that sulfur and whether it can be related to some spatial control within the deposit and identified in advance when they come to mining this particular material.
In the detailed materials presented to the science panel, Linklater outlined how the geochemical characterization was undertaken and the scope of the samples that were analyzed. She stressed that the vast majority of the actual deposit includes materials with the potential to generate acid mine drainage, but she says there are also materials around the deposit with the potential to neutralize the acid-generating potential. However, Linklater admits there are some uncertainties about what rocks have the potential to generate acid and what rocks have neutralizing capacity. The Pebble Limited Partnership's environmental baseline document includes the geochemical data collected through 2009, but Linklater confirmed that data has been collected since then and additional data will be collected. Linklater confirmed that recently the geological model for the Pebble site has changed.
As a consequence of that, we've identified some additional samples that we need to characterize to get good coverage of the different alteration types. We're also characterizing new tailings blends as and when they become available from the metallurgical testing program, and some of the recent tailings samples include pyritic tails. And so we would expect those tailings to have very different characteristics to the tailings that we've studied to date.
One of the unique things about the Keystone Center's science panel process is that a member of the panel is tasked with providing a critique of the work done on a certain subject for the environmental baseline document. The critique was provided by Tom Al with the Department of Earth Sciences at the University of New Brunswick. He characterized the data collected as high quality, but noted there are some definite unknowns.
First off, the lab cannot replicate field conditions, right? So we can take these samples and we can take them into the lab and we can try to make predictions of sulfide oxidation rates and look at sulfate release rates, and all these parameters of interest are studied. But in the end, we cannot replicate field conditions. So things like complicated drainage flow paths. When you build these waste rock piles, they're notorious. Hydrogeologists trying to understand these waste rock systems are always confounded by this problem. We just don't know where the water's going, right? It's very, very heterogeneous. There's problems in material mixtures. These piles are not homogeneous in terms of their sulfide content and their neutralization potential and acid potential content. These are very heterogeneous materials, just because the mining process goes through different types of materials and those materials end up on the dumps at different times.
Al notes that it's also impossible to account for climate variability in the laboratory. That variability includes the amount and types of precipitation and seasonal changes in precipitation and temperature.
And all those things add a lot of uncertainty when we try and think about taking the results of these lab tests and as Claire said, scaling up. So scaling is necessary if you're going to use these types of results to understand things like the timing of onset of sulfide oxidation and acidification, or if you're going to try and predict water quality. Okay, again, that type of prediction involves time, We know what the water quality is today, perhaps, but if we want to predict what it's going to be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, there's a lot of uncertainty associated with those predictions that involve time. I'm saying it's not possible to relate lab results to actual behavior of the waste in the field. Okay, that's flat out. I think, personally, that that's a very, very difficult thing, and it's fraught with uncertainty, and we should be very careful if we're gonna even go through the exercise of making predictions. We really have to put bounds of uncertainty on that.
Al says much of the Pebble Limited Partnership's data is focused on making predictions about the geochemistry of the deposit and the surrounding rocks. He says the mining industry has not been consistently successful in making those kinds of predictions.
But the real issue is, what is our confidence in that result? So confidence in a situation like this comes from repeated successes in prediction. So if we had a record in the mining industry of doing this over and over and over again, and there was success into the, you know, as time goes on, each time, okay, we got it this time, we got it next time, and we get this sequence of prediction and successful matching with prediction from the field results, well, then we would have confidence in this prediction process. But I would say that at this stage, with the state of the art, we don't have that kind of confidence. Okay, we don't have that ability to predict with confidence.
The Keystone Center Science Panel will resume Thursday with a focus on the data collected on hydrology and water quality. The event is being held in Anchorage at the Consortium Library on the campus of the University of Alaska Anchorage. It's being streamed online through the Keystone Center's website at keystone.org. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.